Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Stefana Johnson with Yoga Pops Fitness Studio, and a little bit of morning cough going on. So this show is about the book that I wrote, Peace Doesn't Come with a Pill. It's a short little book, nothing like the great American novel, but it's something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's that we as a culture have become this quick fix society where everything has to be given a pill in order for it to be fixed, or if we just do some instant quick fix, that'll make things right, or instead of looking at the whole picture, we just want to get rid of those symptoms as quickly as possible, and then we forget that we're actually a whole human being living and experiencing a lot more than just, okay, that one moment of pain. And that goes into the whole story of what Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill is about and why I wrote it originally. So this, over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to focus on the way the chapters have been laid out, and that way I can explain them as I go along versus just seeing the little, and what I call a booklet. I mean, it's a 95-page book, very, very short and very quick, easy read. But to me, it's very profound, and I know for myself and those that I've shared it with have really seen a tremendous amount of support from the information in it. So without further ado, I will start with why this came about. And, of course, this idea around peace doesn't come in a pill. If we look at, you know, I'm just like anyone else who would like to have that quick fix, that perfect relationship instantly, that, you know, quick $1 million, the pain relieved now, and anxiety and depression gone immediately, and not have to look any deeper or any further than the pain, or give me the pleasure, or let's have that instant laugh, instead of the process that we are as human beings, as part of nature, really developed and made into. We are nature. We are at our true nature. We are, our natural process is to go through things, not just to have quick instant fixes. So if we don't have that transition of where instantly we have the pain, or instantly we have that $1 million, like the lottery winners, or, you know, you could get all kinds of examples, but that idea, then that transition or that process is gone. And a lot of what's missing in our culture today, I believe, is the process of life, and the process creates the stability, the peace, the joy, the abundance, the health, the understanding and the clarity and the confidence and all of those goals and all of those wonderful things that we seek to experience. They require a process, and they require that process so that we can transition and create stability with a strong foundation, as opposed to, well, let's just slap something up there, or let's just throw a pill at it, or let's just take that shot and everything's perfect. Voila. And that is very jarring and shocking on the system, especially when we don't take into consideration that how we develop over time is not an instant thing. So let's look at our children. We have children, and before they're even come into this world, they're in the womb for 40 weeks. And that's a process in itself. There is no quick, let's do a quick pill and have that baby out. I know that there are many who've tried that, but it's a process. And that's what's so amazing and quite fascinating, to know that the process of developing a fetus and a body and a baby, or developing a relationship and developing a business, developing a friendship, developing joy, and that process of creating a life that's worth living, as opposed to these facades that are put up on snippets of Facebook, or these facades that are put up on a reality TV show that ends in 30 minutes, and then our lives become that, those snippets of things, instead of this beautiful process and this unfolding of life. So peace is, you could replace that with weight loss. You could replace that with health, a healthier body, a more fit body, muscles, preparing for a race or a run. I mean, my goodness, we just finished the Olympics, and look at these magnificent athletes. Do we think that they took a pill and instantly had this power or this ability or this skill? And we know fundamentally that that's not true. Many of them have been at this for decades, if not longer. And so that's a beautiful example of how things do not come in a pill, right? So that analogy is something that we all need to start to understand, especially when we are used to that, how fast can I get things done? How fast, with food even, we've lost that touch of the process of where our food comes from, how we prepare it, and sit down and enjoy it. Instead, it's how fast can I get through the drive-thru, grab my cup of coffee, grab my this, and eat it down and scarf it. And like, well, that again is that analogy of your peace is not going to come in a pill. Your health is not, you're not going to be satiated. It's not going to come from a drive-thru. And hopefully, as we start to see the deterioration, and if it's not apparent to you already, there is enormous amount of deterioration in all spectrums of our world. In the United States, this whole political arena is truly a reality fiasco. It's a reality TV show joke. And I don't think that that's, I mean, it's appalling. But you have to understand also, again, that it's the same concept of peace doesn't come in a pill. And our lives are not set up so that we can actually have this quick instant gratification and truly be fulfilled. What I do with Yogalachi and why I have opened the studio where it's a physical location is so that people can come in and use the skills that I've developed and learn about their body and reconnect with their mind and their heart and their truth from a way that's a process rather than a quick fix, which is truly the epidemic that has, I believe, the cause of a lot of the troubles of our world today, is this quick fix mentality. Instead of looking at this understanding, whether you look at the economy, whether you look at health and fitness, whether you look at the medical industry, the quick fix is not a quick fix. In fact, it is, unfortunately, when we haven't looked further at the source of the problem, we look at, well, this is the symptom, and let's just put a pill on it, or let's do a powder, or let's do a potion, or let's do a, you know, new bill of rights or a law, and then all of a sudden that'll fix it. But they haven't looked at the cause, the true root cause, and then found the source of what's causing that. And underlying all of that, that's what Yogalachi wants to bring to the world, is that we need to reconnect with our truth, reconnect to that simplicity, that place where we can take the time to nourish and nurture not only our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and find a way to experience more peace, joy, love, abundance, good relationships, healthy lives, well-being overall, so that we can understand that it's a process and enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of experiencing life in a way that is more fulfilling. Through the process, through being fully committed with what it is that we want to achieve in our world, instead of it being something that is dictated by an outside idea that is really perpetuated by that false idea that peace comes in a pill. Here, if you just take this pill, if you just take this potion, or this, if you just do this, if you buy this clothing, if you just are with this person, or if you just, then you can experience what it is you're looking for. And I think empirically and deeply inside, we know that that's false. So how do we find it? How do we dig a little deeper and restore that connection to our truth fundamentally and get back to our natural way of integrating our lives in a healthier way, building relationships, building families, building a healthy life, a peaceful life, a joy-filled life in a way that actually enhances not only our own lives, but that of our family and our relationships and the community and on out from there. And that's the mission that Yodelachi is on. That's what we want to foster, is being a resource for positive change in our community, not only locally, but globally. And so the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about how this plays out and what specific tools we use and the whole pilot your way, you know, taking back the controls of your body, your mind, your life, but from the inside out, not from the outside in. And so that is the next 3 weeks with us, and I hope you'll join us. If you have any questions, we really love to connect with real people and hear some feedback, and if you have some specific questions, then we'll look at those, and it's always fun to do. You can reach us at yogalachi.com, yogilachi.com. And in fact, you can subscribe to get the essential tools that we use that we know have made a huge difference just by simplifying and coming back to basics and looking for more of that full, rich process that creates the stability as opposed to that quick fix or that peace that we know doesn't come in a pill. It comes in the process of communicating and taking the time to nourish our bodies, not only our hearts and our minds and our bodies with the food and the fuel, but thoughts and with relationships. And hopefully you'll join us as we rediscover and reconnect. Stefana Johnson with Yogalachi, and it's been a pleasure. Have a great day.